Mark chapter 10, beginning with verse 17. As Jesus was setting out on a journey, one man ran up to him and knelt in front of him. He asked, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good except one, God. You know the commandments. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony. You shall not defraud. Honor your father and mother." The man replied, "Teacher, I have kept all these since I was a child." Jesus looked at him, loved him, and said to him, "One thing you lack. Go, sell whatever you have, and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." When he heard this, he looked sad and went away grieving because he had great wealth. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it will be for those who have riches to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were amazed at his words. But Jesus told them again, "Children, how hard it is for those who trust in their riches to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God." They were even more astonished and said to one another, "Who then can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "For people it is impossible, but not for God, because all things are possible for God." Peter began to say to him, "See, we have left everything and followed you." Jesus said, "Amen, I tell you, there is no one who has left home or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for my sake and for the sake of the gospel, who now at this time will fail to receive 100 times as much, houses, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, and fields, along with persecutions, and in the coming age, eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last will be first."
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.